Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
The stress and the difficulty around this week, where we know that, or we are told that there will be a return of a number of bodies on Thursday, is one of the most stressful and difficult times, I believe, that Israel is going to face. How they deal with it, how does Israel itself manage it? Well, Kanan Lidor is a contributor to JNS, Europe correspondent to Chai FM, and we wanted to catch up with him. Kanan Lidor, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning. Thank you.
So this week is obviously a very difficult one, because although Hamas has to know whose bodies they are going to be releasing, they are not saying it, which adds to the torment. What is the thought, and what is the speculation in terms of who these the bodies are to be released on Thursday? What do we know?
This is, of course, by design. The purpose here is to divide and conquer, to turn groups against one another, the relatives of the dead against the relatives of the living, the relatives of the first phase hostages who are going to be released against the second phase. So that's why the uncertainty and the classification of people. But what we do know is that we have six hostages who are still alive, of the first phase group, which is 33 people over 42 days. That's about to end on March 1st. Six of them still alive, and we have eight bodies. We don't know the identities of the bodies, and it is feared that among the bodies are Shiri and Kfir and Ariel Bibas, because Hamas said that they had died, but this could be psychological warfare, and they could be alive and well, and we're all hoping for that. But that's what's on everybody's mind right now. Now, as we near the deadline of the first phase, there are all kinds of last-minute negotiations going on. So right now, we may get even more bodies. The four bodies that we're going to get on Thursday were supposed to be delivered next week, but we're rushing it. We're getting them sooner, because we can provide Hamas with caravillas, with trailers, that they can give the population, thousands of them, which they can give the population as some sort of achievement. And, of course, we're paying also with the release of what is described as non-combatant detainees, mostly women and teenagers and what they call children, in exchange for these expedited released bodies.
When I was in Israel last week, one of the comments that I kept hearing over and over again was, I don't know how I will react if the Bibas family is, God forbid, dead, or when we hear about it. There's this almost an expectation that if this happens, nobody can be sure in Israel how people are going to react. What is the current thinking about containing this grief / anger?
So this is a war of symbols, and the Bibas family, the three who are still unaccounted for, the father has been returned, Yerden Bibas. Right. These are major symbols. And if they are not returned alive, it will undoubtedly lead to anger, as you mentioned, Michael. And this could in turn give impetus to the resumption of hostilities. Netanyahu has committed to continuing the war on Hamas until its dismantling. His coalition depends on it. Bezalel Smotrich of the Religious Zionist Party said he will pull out of the government and topple it unless the fighting resumes. And the Hamas will dangle the other dozens of second phase hostages it has in front of our face, saying, "Hey, if you attack us, we're going to harm these people." But the shock of not receiving the Bibas family, the iconic Bibas family, alive and well, will cement a hostility, a determination for hostilities against Hamas that could indeed lead to the resumption
In fact, now it's just fallen into place for me, because one of our listeners asked me earlier, and I was contemplating this as well, why not release the live hostages on Thursday and the bodies on Saturday? But the reason that they're going to release, they're doing it this way, is because if those bodies, if the family is part of Thursday's release, there still will be containment because of the live hostages that are due to be released 2 days later. So what it'll almost do is suppress this type of gut response, because with the full knowledge of the fact that if Israel reacts very, very aggressively on Thursday after this news, if it does comes in, then it jeopardizes three living hostages on Saturday. So it does make macabre sense to me in that regard. Your thoughts?
Exactly. That's where it was set up that way by Hamas, of course, not by Israel's demand. Although it does make sense also from the Israeli side to receive the bodies last, because you want living people as soon as possible out of there. So that's why it kind of the two sides met on this point, which, if indeed the worst has come to the Bibas family, would serve to isolate Hamas from the consequences of this in their planning.
And that is Kanan Lidor. He's a contributor to JNS in Europe, correspondent for Chai FM. In just a few moments, we will be speaking to Yair Moses. His mother, Margalit Moses, as well as his father, were hostages in Gaza.